Maybe you're not a regular reader of the Robb Report or even a regular wearer of Yves Saint Laurent gowns. The clothes you buy at Target, they're not selling like they used to, and that's hurting the people who make them. In Cambodia, two-thirds of the national export earnings come from the garment industry. Almost all of the 350,000 workers there are women, and they earn less than $100 a month. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
You'd think that underwear would be one of the last things people would cut back on. Everybody needs underwear, right? Well, apparently not as much as they used to.
6 months ago, we have more than 500 workers alone in the packing department. And now, we have hardly 300.
That's David Teo, the manager of Ytex Garments in Phnom Penh, which supplies underwear for Walmart, Kmart, and Disney, among others. Teo says more than 90% of his production goes to the U.S., but orders in the last few months, he says, are down 30%.
Last 6 months, every day we have to pack more than 100,000 pieces. But now we hardly pack 60 to 70,000 pieces a day.
And this global economic turndown has just really gotten started.
Yes. We cannot see what will happen for next month. We don't know. That's everybody have the fear.
It's repetitive, mind-numbing work, and it doesn't pay much either. Workers here bring home between $70 and $100 a month with overtime. Nobody pretends to like the work, but many are grateful for it. Hu Chun Ton is 28. She's been working here for 3 years and says she's worried about losing her job. Her parents are farmers, and she sends them about $30 a month. And without that money, she says, they literally couldn't survive. A few miles away, 23-year-old Singsari irons and folds tracksuits at Global Apparels. There are more than 3,000 workers here who make sports clothes for Adidas and Puma. I'm worried, the young woman says, because there are rumors going around that the factory will be closed or suspend production. She says she doesn't know what she or her family will do if she's laid off, but she better start thinking fast. Management hasn't told the workers yet, but about 800 are to be furloughed for the next 2 months, maybe longer. And these two factories aren't isolated examples.
We're losing order from Gap, from Levi's, from Walmart, from Nike, from everywhere, actually.
That's Van Swing, chairman of the Cambodian Garment Manufacturers Association. He says about 90 factories have already closed or curtailed production in the past few months. He predicts another 30 will close by the end of March. But union leader Chia Moni is skeptical. Chia Moni says unscrupulous manufacturers are using the crisis as an excuse to close factories and move them elsewhere without compensating workers. Garment manufacturers chairman Van Suing admits a handful of manufacturers have done just that, but only a handful, he says. Economist Kang Chandararot, meanwhile, worries what happens next. The Cambodian economy, he says, simply can't absorb those now being laid off from the country's two biggest industries.
Poor families, they are very deeply involved in the construction sector, in the garment sector. And now, so many people have been laid off. There is very grey prospect for their future in this year, 2009.
It's a future that may involve risky choices for laid-off workers desperate for cash. Some laid-off garment workers are already finding their way into karaoke parlors and go-go bars like this one in the capital, not far from the royal palace. Two young women here say they were laid off last month but haven't told their parents and don't plan to either, hoping to make enough here to continue sending money back home. Many here believe there will be more women in the same situation if garment orders are reduced further. Some worry the entire industry may be at risk if buyers and manufacturers decide to go elsewhere, like Bangladesh, where prices and wages are lower and labor standards weaker. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.